Today is Monday, September 12th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Well, we had a weekend, another weekend, and I'm trying to remember what we did. There was a Saturday. There was a Sunday. I will say this. So we didn't record Mix Minus on Friday night, and I thought we were. So I got an email from Cyclone saying, oh, here's your... Cyclone is our producer, executive producer of Mix Minus. He does a lot of work getting together some information for the show every week and packages it in a file for Daniel and I. And he's in the chat room, for all the shows and all that kind of stuff. And he sent an email with the information, and he's like, hey, I don't know if Adam decided to do the show without Daniel or not, but I didn't hear anything, so here's the information. And I was like, oh, crap. I forgot that Daniel was not available for Friday night. So I didn't find a co-host. I didn't, nothing. I was gonna show up and do the show. And, I was like, oh my God, no, I didn't find anyone because I forgot Daniel was gonna be gone. And anyway, so we didn't record. So Mark and I want to say we watched Thor, Love and Thunder, but we also watched, what else did we watch? We watched Lord of the Rings on Amazon. So the new Lord of the Rings TV show. So not a movie, but the TV show. And I made popcorn. So I can't remember now, but anyway, so we watched the first three episodes of Lord of the Rings, and I enjoyed it. It was, I enjoy fantasy stories, and so I like Game of Thrones, I like Lord of the Rings. I read a lot, or at least in my past life. I haven't read a lot recently, but I do from time to time read, but I used to read a lot, and I just find that I do have time. But the thing is, Mark and I watch a lot of TV, but the thing is, we like to spend a lot of time together. And a lot of the hobbies like reading or playing my trumpet or computer programming or modeling, Blender modeling, 3D modeling, all that kind of stuff would require me to be kind of in my own world, theoretically in a different room than him, like doing, something on my own. And watching TV is something that we can do together. Neither one of us are really gamers other than Pokemon, so we can't really play games. We do play board games and card games sometimes, but one of the reasons we watch a lot of TV is because we like to spend time together, and that's just something that both of us enjoy. But anyway, regardless, reading is something that if I were doing it, I'd be completely ignoring Mark. I'd just be like, in my own world, reading a book. Although I do enjoy it. And when we travel, I generally will take a book with me and read it on the plane and, other things like that. Regardless, we watch Lord of the Rings. I'm enjoying it so far. I know there were some, I know there was some backlash online because of, some Lord of the Rings fans are racist or something. I'm not really sure. Like, there were people saying, oh, you shouldn't have had, people of other races playing these characters or something. I don't even know. And like women and stuff like that. Oh, this should have been a man, not a woman. And I didn't really care about any of that. I thought, it's a good story. I have not read The Silmarillion, which I think is part of what it's based on. I know that the story is before the Lord of the Rings stuff. It's like a prequel. We watched that. I made some popcorn. It was a little bit saltier than what I wanted, but ultimately it was good. Hadn't used the popcorn machine in a while, So had to do some cleaning of the popcorn machine. And I cooked dinner. I think I made adobo chicken. So chicken adobo. So anyway, that was kind of our evening. On Saturday, we picked up breakfast and came back, ate breakfast. And then I think we just watched TV. I'm trying to think. I mowed on Saturday. And, you know, I'm not going to stop mowing my yard because, well, I don't think I'm going to stop mowing my yard myself because it's something I can do around the house. Mark does a lot of the cleaning inside and he does like the laundry. He does our accounting, like our budgeting and stuff like that. And he keeps a spreadsheet and cost of bills, you know, trend lines and all that kind of stuff. So I feel like one of the things I can do to really provide value in this household is I can do the, you know, the lawn work. And so that's one of the main reasons that I don't just pay someone to come do the lawn work, because then I'm not doing any, Mark's doing a lot of the other stuff. I'm not doing anything. So I cook. I mean, I do all the cooking. And so anyway, I mowed on Saturday, but I, you know, these electric mowers, I wanted to get an electric mower because I wanted to be greener. Plus, it's a pain in the butt to have to go to the gas station and fill up one of those red gas cans or whatever. And I would always end up forgetting, and I would go to mow and be out of gas and then have to stop everything and go to the gas station. And then it spills and then your car smells like gas and it's just not, it's not great. So I thought when we moved, I thought, yeah, we're going to get an electric mower. And I'm sure I've talked about this before, but I did not mow the backyard last week. And so I said, you know what? I've got to mow the backyard. So I go out to the backyard. I waited until in the evening, so it was a little bit cooler. And I said, you know, I'm going to go and I'm going to mow the backyard. And I started mowing and the battery, it dies over and over because the grass is so thick, which is a good problem to have. We have nice, thick, luscious green grass, but the battery keeps overheating. And so it'll stop. And then you have to wait and then try again and then it'll stop. And I had it on the highest setting is 5. I had it on 4. I mowed part of the yard and it was just getting too much. So I upped it to 5 and I was trying, you know, mulching, not mulching, yada, yada, like all this stuff. And I had to switch batteries because the battery completely died. And all I have is one big battery and one small battery. So I switched to the small battery. The small battery lasted maybe 3 rounds around the yard. And then it died. So I had to stop mowing because that was it. I needed to then charge the batteries and they take too long. I will say, whenever I used to use a gas lawnmower, they never died on me unless they ran out of gas. I've never had a gas lawnmower say, you know what? This is too difficult. I'm just going to stop. The electric mower, all the time. It's just stopping, stopping, stop. Like all the time, just stopping. So, I don't know. I'm not really sure. But anyway, so then we had restaurant of the week Saturday night. So we went to Colton's Steakhouse, Colton's Roadhouse. I'm not really sure, but it's Colton's. Because when we were coming back from our cave trip last weekend, I wanted to eat at Colton's and they, you know, could not serve us. And so I was like, you know what, let's do Colton's. And so we went to Colton's and they were super quick. Like they seated us immediately. We ordered an appetizer. The appetizer was out in a few minutes. We ordered, you know, the entree 5 minutes after that. She was about to give us our ticket. I was like, no, we want dessert. So, so then she brought out dessert really quickly and it was all pretty good. I will say this though. I normally avoid sirloin steak because I find it to be tough. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to order a sirloin because I was trying to get 6 ounces. Like, I wanted a very small entree. And the smallest they had was sirloin. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try it. I'm going to get it medium. So, you know, that'll make it a little bit more tender. Yeah, it was tough. You know, I feel like sirloin is just always going to be tough no matter what you do. It was, the flavor was good, but it was not tender. All right, we're going to wrap it up here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.